Before lawmakers convened, the governor's office announced the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services had shifted money in its budget to cover the $1.9 million cut. The supplemental funding will pay for the operating cost at the Community Crisis Center through July. Republican Representative Brenda Landwehr of Wichita and other lawmakers said the veto override provides certainty that mental health services would be funded.
We heard that, the governor found the money. I didn't hear that in her veto. What I did hear is that she said they didn't need any additional money. That was a direct quote.
Community mental health centers in Topeka and Salina will also continue to receive state funding to finish out the fiscal year. The state budget provides an additional $5 million for mental health services in 2020. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Ashar.